With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. Well, it turns out February's bitter cold and record snowfall had an important upside. It bought Montana's snowpack a little extra time during what turned out to be a seasonally warm but very dry March.
Most places across the state saw below average precipitation, and our mountain snowtell sites, which measure our snowpack, actually experienced record low precipitation for the month of March.
That's Lucas Zukowitz, a water supply specialist with the Bozeman-based Natural Resources Conservation Service.
There wasn't any good precip news. I would imagine that the only good news we have is that February was such a big month across the state that it's helped us to insulate ourselves from this below normal snowfall for the month, but that doesn't hold up everywhere.
Northwest Montana, for example, hasn't been so lucky this winter. The Kootenai and Flathead River basins did not benefit from a lot of early winter snow.
Those areas are actually below normal for snowfall at this time in water year precipitation total. So if we look at October 1st through current, those areas are fairly dry with regards to snowpack and precipitation.
West Central Montana and the Bitterroots report slightly above normal snowpack for early March. Barring any unusually warm weather, forecasts are calling for generally average snowmelt and streamflow conditions there. Snowpack percentages in the mountains supplying central Montana river basins are near normal, while southern basins report above normal totals April 1st. The National Weather Service's Climate Prediction Center is calling for increased chances of above-average temperatures across western Montana this month and increased chances for precip along the state's southern tier.
On May 1st, we should know, you know, when we made that change to snowmelt in those western basins as well as what they peaked at. And east of the divide, we still have a little bit more time. And really, we're just going to have to wait and see what plays out.
Spring mountain snowfall and valley precipitation play an important role in runoff for any given year.